John, this is the principle of ambition, and it's based on Proverbs 10, verse 5. A wise youth makes hay while the sun shines, but what a shame to see a lad who sleeps away his hour of opportunity. So we're going to learn about opportunity and ambition, huh?
That's right. The opportunities are only fulfilled and are valuable only if you have ambition. So we got to find out what drives ambition, what resurrects ambition in a person, and then what happens to opportunity. So it's going to be an interesting discussion here.
Very good. Let's visit our principal. One of the first signs of successful people is ambition. They are usually known as hard workers, always concerned about getting things done. Because of their ambition, they see opportunities and are always trying to make hay while the sun shines. They know that the sun will not always shine for them, so they take advantage of opportunities while they are available. Ambitious people will not sleep away their best time. They will get up in the morning, start their day with a good attitude and prayer. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me to live in this day of opportunity. Help me to make this day a productive one. John, that's talking about almost energizing. What are some ways that we can energize ourselves?
Yeah, you're really right. Ambition is in us. It is, power is in us. There's a power in us and there's an energy in us, but there's ways to get it out. Sometimes people don't know how to get it out of them. But there are, I listed three things that would cause us to energize a person. First, find and press their hot button. I mean, that when you stop and think about that, that's really what motivates people or energizes people. A good example of that is saying, like, you see somebody and he's lazy and he just doesn't have no ambition. He's laying around on the couch potato all the time. And, you know, he just has nothing going for him. And people say, well, that guy's really lazy. Or he has no energy. He would say, well, I'm tired and, you know, no energy. But you find his hot button and push that. Mm-hmm. There's two ways of doing that. You can make him mad. You can make him mad by nagging him and doing something or saying something, and all of a sudden his temper flies up and he's got energy enough to tear the house apart.
Wives are kind of good at that one, aren't they?
Yeah, right. See, the energy was there all the time, mm-hmm. but it was not energized. But that came through nagging and things like that. So there was energy laying dormant there. It wasn't that he didn't have energy available. Energy was available, but it was not energized because now he pushed the hot button. Now, that made him mad, though, but that's energy. Then the other thing is you can push a hot button on the good things. And the second one is you talk about their potential. And when you talk about a person's potential and brag on him and saying, like, man, like a kid saying, boy, you're good playing ball, man. I want to see you play ball. I want to mm-hmm. see you dunk it. I want to do that. And you talk about their potential, and that resurrects energy in them because now they're motivated to prove to you they are what they are, that they are good. And so now energy flows, you know. They may be on a Sunday, and they may lay around and not have anything to do, and, you know, they're lazy. It seems like there's no energy there. And you say, come on, let's go play ball. And they resurrect, and energy is there to do, and they play their hearts out. And the third one is put a reward system together for at the end of achievements. And that also energizes people. It makes them put something up because there's something that energy is there, but it needs to be something needs to activate that energy to make it work. But that's the key. It's laying dormant in all of us. There's no such thing as not having energy. It's there.
Uh-huh.
It's just you have to find a way of getting it out.
Man, I'm seeing that this principle is all about balancing then the opportunity that comes with the ambition or energy that it takes to fulfill it.
That's right. Ambition is laying in all of us. It's dormant. It's there to be spent. It is really there to be spent, but you got to get a hold of it.
I understand.
Find ways of getting it to work.
Opportunities are always plentiful, but they are only seen by people who are busy doing things. A wise youth makes hay while the sun shines, which tells us that he is already planning to make the hay. He's already a worker, a planner, and had ambition. He's only waiting for the weather, the sunshine. That's the opportunity. Opportunities don't necessarily come our way. We create them. No one will offer an opportunity to a lazy or unproductive person because they know they won't jump on it. So there again, opportunity is seen that ambition jumps on the opportunity.
That's right. And some people say they can't see any opportunity. And the reason is because they are not energized. Once they're energized and they work and they accomplish something, then they see all types of opportunities. Our lives become what you call self-propelled if we do it right, because energy is available. But that's the key. We have to think of energy is available in everyone. There is energy. Now, opportunity then that you have got to tie the energy mm-hmm. with that ambition, that's right. with that opportunity, and that's where success really comes.
That's beautiful because, opportunity is, you want people to take advantage of it. Favors are really earned. It's hard to favor a person who we know will not take advantage of the favor. In sports, we hear players say as an excuse, well, the ball didn't bounce our way. But others will go after the ball and make sure they will be where it's going to bounce. They create opportunities by pursuing the ball. Some will say you were lucky, but others will say, the more I practice, the harder I work, the luckier I get. I love that.
That's just a true law. It's like people think, that a lot of life is luck.
Uh-huh.
It's not. There may be some kind of it, but you earn that position. You earn the opportunity. You earn the luck. It's because if you are a certain person, a certain character, and you have put ambition together in the opportunity, then what happens is that you earn that, and then opportunity comes your way because you see more. So it's not a gift. It's not something that just comes to you.
Uh-huh.
It means that you see it. It's right beside you. It can be another person, and he can't even see it. But you can see it. He can't.
My. So opportunity follows the hardworking, ambitious, responsible people who have a positive attitude. They know that things don't just happen, so they go out and make them happen. They go after the ball. They also know the value of planning and working the plan. They are wise and know time is limited and must be managed wisely. An old saying goes, if you want to get things done, ask the person who is already too busy.
And that's really true. You know, a lot of times when you're in a meeting or something and you ask them, well, this needs to be done, who can do it? And it seems like some people don't jump on it. Eventually, the person that's already too busy and has already too much will volunteer to do it, saying like, well, it needs to be done. And they will find time. It's like a story that I've always said that people say that they're broke. They don't have money for certain things. But really, they have money for what
they want.
Really want.
That's it.
They have what they really want. A person can say, I don't have money for furniture, but he can buy a boat. It's because uh-huh. you wanted a boat rather than furniture. You know,
yes, yes.
So that's really true. And the key here is that we make things happen. Things don't just happen by themselves. They're made happen. People make things happen mm-hmm. by the energy and the ambition that they have.
Ambitious people have a productive thought pattern and see opportunities. They discover them. Their hardworking, productive attitude creates a need within them to plan and organize for the sake of getting things done. In order to seize the moment of opportunity, we have to do three things. Number one, John, they plan their work.
That's right, because they're energetically driven, they're full of ambition because of opportunity they see and they work. Then there's a need. They do it because they see a need for it. I have to plan now because I can't get it all done, so I got to plan. It's driven by need.
Number two, they limit or measure their time.
That's right, because they are concerned about getting it done. So they say, I have to have something that's measurable.
And number three, they constantly evaluate themselves.
That's right, because they have to know the progress that they're making because they're concerned about getting things done. So they look in the mirror or in their schedule and they evaluate themselves. How am I doing? That's critical because they're driven that way.
By doing this, they find better ways, greater possibilities, and bigger opportunities. And they won't sleep away their hour of opportunity. Work to them is considered an opportunity and always available. There are always things to do for those who want to do something, and this spells opportunity for the ambitious ones.
That's right. And the first one was there. They find better ways, greater possibilities, and bigger opportunities. Mm-hmm. That is what you call driven. They are driven. They are not just responding to things. They are a driven person because of their goals and their ambitions that they are tied together. They got into a system that works. And the other one was, work is to them is considered an opportunity and is always available. They never run out of work. I mean, it's like they're never caught up because when they take some things off of their list and accomplish them, they add others to it. So it's a constant flow, and they're driven and self-propelled.
Productive days make us feel good. But when we waste or sleep away the time, we feel worthless. So plan to work hard and get things done. It will pay you great dividends, which will be greater opportunities.
That's right, because productivity, having productivity days makes us feel good. And so it becomes a self-motivated, self-propelled system within us that that person lives unto God and unto himself. He's not pushed by people. He's driven from within inside.
Now, John, when you talk about heaven, that's one of the great paradigm shifts that I had. You said, we're not going to be sitting on a cloud playing a harp in heaven. There's going to be opportunity, and there's going to be ambitious angels as well.
I really believe that. I personally believe that. I believe that God is an organizer. God had the angels before mankind ever came along, and there was a system that he had. They all have, I'm sure they all have job descriptions and things to do.
John, what an exciting principle this is. A wise youth makes hay while the sun shines, but what a shame to see a lad who sleeps away his hour of opportunity. Give us some closing thoughts.
Oh, yes. You know, this is really an interesting thing because ambition is a lot of time not discussed. But things through my discovery that I've had is that ambition is always available. Energy is always available. It burns. When you use it, you have need for more, like gasoline in a car. You don't put no more gas in a car until you burn out what you have. And you don't get more energy in your body unless you burn up what you have. That's why we become lazy sometimes, because we don't burn it up. It's meant to be burned. It's meant to be used. And so we have to go after it. We have to use that. It's meant to drive us. And so the key is this, is keep yourself energized by goals and by dreams, and opportunities will come to you, and which means it'll give you more dreams and more goals. I mean, it's just, that's just the way it works. And it finally develops this self-propelled system in a person. They're the people that are successful. And then also remember that energy and that ambition also lies dormant in many other people, and try to be a motivator of that and getting that out of them. And those are powerful thoughts as far as ambition goes.